Others had come to replace him when he died. He did not mind. Someone must take his place, and sooner than he would like. He let the younger man settle himself behind his books and papers.
Go bring her. It is ill to keep a lady waiting.
He waved a hand, a feeble gesture of haste from a man no longer capable of hastening. His flesh was wrinkled and spotted, his skin so papery thin that he could see the web of veins and the shape of bones beneath. And how they trembled, these hands of his that had once been so sure and deft. When Pylos returned, the girl came with him, shy as ever. Behind her, shuffling and hopping in that queer sideways walk of his, came her fool. On his head was a mock helm fashioned from an old tin bucket, with a rack of deer antlers strapped to the crown and hung with cowbells. With his every lurching step, the bells rang, each with a different voice. Clang-a-dang, bong-dong, ring-a-ling, clong-clong-clong.
"Who comes to see us so early, Pylos?"
Cresson said.
"It's me, and Patches, maester."
Guileless blue eyes blinked at him. Hers